The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Are you ready to start living and creating your life from possibility, joy, and ease? What if every day could be a miraculous adventure? Welcome to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. Join us for a dynamic conversation of creation and possibility. Now, here is our host, creatress of magnitude, Heather Nichols.
Welcome, everybody, to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. This is Heather Nichols, and I am so excited about our show today. We're going to be playing with a different topic. Don't have a contraction when you're not having a contraction. Pregnancy and bodies, and I would add life with ease. We have today the lovely and amazing JoLynn Hawthorne with us, who is somebody that I just adore and I'm so grateful for. She is an OBGYN. She's studied holistic health and all kinds of different healing modalities in medicine, has a huge, long list of all kinds of amazing things that she's done and projects that she's been part of, and really has an incredible capacity, talent, and passion for helping women with birthing and pregnancy and having that be an experience that is easeful and magical. And so JoLynn is just an incredible gift in the world. So welcome, JoLynn.
Well, thank you, Heather. What a lovely introduction. I truly love the delivering babies. I love taking care of women. It's just so much fun. I've been practicing OBGYN for almost 27 years. Wow. And so I still deliver babies, and most people who do obstetrics and gynecology live for the day they can stop delivering babies and do just gynecology, and I'm doing just the opposite. I can't imagine not walking into a delivery room and being able to participate in just a magical experience.
Wow. That makes my body really happy. I love that. Yeah, and it's so cool. Like I just talking to you about what you do and the like who you be when you're in the delivery room and just like what goes on and what you create and how much you really do use the tools of access consciousness and in a way always have even before you knew what they were. But you've just always had this incredible knowing and capacity with this that I love talking to you about. And so I'm wondering if you can just share with people how what's your story? Like, how did you get involved with or even know that you wanted to be an OBGYN?
So I actually never intended to be an OBGYN. When I was a medical student, I studied with two guys every single night. One wanted to be an OB. I wanted to be an ophthalmologist. Actually, both of them wanted to be OB. And I ended up, because my father was an optometrist, and I ended up blowing off my junior rotation and went off campus and not planning to do anything and started listening to physicians talk about their patients. And I was, now this was back in the 80s, okay? And I was shocked at how the physicians, by and large, talk so derogatory about women. And I thought, somebody needs to go into this profession who really cares about women. And so I went into it initially because of the surgery, because I enjoyed surgery. But then, as an intern, when you're up all night, every third night delivering babies, I fell in love with babies. But more important than the babies, it was the process, because it is so, it's just a miracle. There truly is nothing more spectacular than seeing a baby enter the world. Think about the fact that this whole little being started out as two cells that are microscopic, and they divide, and they divide, and, you know, two goes to four to eight to 16, and then suddenly you've got arms and legs, and then 9 months later, wow, this whole perfect little bead, you know, kind of explodes onto the planet. And when you think about it in those terms, it really is kind of like magical.
It is. It really is. I remember the first time I've been just fortunate enough to be at a few different births and of course, you know, my own children, but it's different when you're watching it happen than when you're actually giving birth. But I remember seeing my nephew be born, and it was really like, I'll never forget that moment of just the, what a miracle it is. And I remember my dad was, we were all in the delivery room, and my dad was going, take pictures. And I was like, I can't, like, this is just so miraculous. I can't do anything right now other than just weep and be so happy and like in awe of everything that's going on. It's quite miraculous. So it's so cool. And it's amazing how so many, doctors, you know, don't usually tend to have it's so interesting, which is why I just love talking to you about this, because you are such a healer and you are willing to claim, own, and acknowledge that. And you, it's a part of what you bring to the work that you do. There's so many MDs and doctors that don't even really, like, there isn't an honoring of the body or an acknowledgement of the body and a recognition of the miracle that the body is, really, and a curiosity about what it's capable of and all of that. And something that I just have found so missing from that, the medical world. And it's funny, even before I met you, Jillian, and I know you've, I think we've talked about this, but I started asking, what would it take to work with more doctors? And I had an idea of what that would look like. And I thought it might be like going into their offices and doing work with them, like just doing some business things and some body things. And then you showed up in one of my classes. And then there was a few other doctors that showed up and started taking classes with me. And it was like, oh my gosh, I love how it never shows up like you think it's going to.
Yes, it surely does show up. Totally, radically different. I mean, like how I just, like I say, I wandered into your class, to a bars class, never having even basically heard of bars until 3 days before. And I just knew bars was the introduction to whatever this access consciousness thing was that sounded really, like, just captivating.
Yeah, yeah.
And I drove down in the snow to Boulder to take 3 hours away to attend this class, and it was truly, it took me on a journey, and that was only, 15 months ago or so? That is truly miraculous. I mean, to think about the tool that we learn here, simple things that I actually am only, every day, they unfold in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
At first, they sound so simple and not very profound until one day, then suddenly, like, wow, this is really profound. Like, how does it get any better than this? And simple, I mean, simple things. I cannot, and that's what I want to teach women about. I mean, I guess I've been bringing some of this before, but never with something concrete that we truly can when we drop our judgments, when we don't let everybody else influence us. I mean, what a state that everyone in the whole world judges is pregnancy.
Yeah.
Probably almost more so than any other state.
Yeah.
of being. You know, when I talk about state, I'm talking about, you know, how you are in, you know, what condition you may have. I mean, everybody's got, I mean, total strangers like, are you going to breastfeed? Or, oh, you should be taking this. Or, no, you don't want to do that. It's just very interesting how everybody's free to just give you all their opinions.
Yeah, it's so true. And I know when I was pregnant, I remember just, I really, really didn't enjoy being pregnant at all. It wasn't ease for me. It was actually quite, and it wasn't even just, you know, I had some morning sickness and that stuff, but it was just like, there wasn't, I didn't have, I felt like my body got hijacked, which was really interesting for me because I've always been such a body person and I love moving and I love, you know, being nimble and flexible. And it was like not happening when I was pregnant in the way that I was used to. But also I think as we're talking even now, I'm realizing how aware I was of the judgments of everybody's judgments of pregnancy. And I think that was part of what was going on for me is just an awareness that I wasn't acknowledging of how much judgment there is around all of it. And the judgment, you know, it's not even when we think about judgment, it's not necessarily like, I mean, some people have negative quote unquote judgments, but it's like what you're supposed to do and what you're not supposed to do and what's the right thing and how you're going to be a good mom and, you know, all the fantasies of motherhood. And like, there's just so, and it was sort of like a welcome to being a mom in this reality, you know, which was, it hasn't been fun for me until I finally got over trying to do it right in any way, shape or form. And now it's actually quite enjoyable. But I'm willing to do it my way and be judged as a mom and all of that. But it's just, it's amazing how much that can affect our bodies and what's going on with our bodies when there's so much judgment in the field around what's, you know, around where we're at, you know? So I wonder, like, how have you encountered that with the work that you've done? I mean, you've seen lots and lots of moms through pregnancies and birth and delivery. Love to hear your perspective on that.
I was always the doctor that allowed patients to do basically whatever they wanted to do. Mm-hmm. You know, if mothers came in with these expensive birth plans, there were very few requirements that I had. And whereas my two partners that I had, they were much more like, you need to do it this way. And so I had people come from all around for that. But what I will say is so many times that when you've got an expensive birth plan, it's like that's the right way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And what I didn't realize until I've done so much access was that there was so much resistance to doing it a medical way that oftentimes birth plans really, truly, in fact, it was a joke on labor and delivery among the nurses. I mean, this was like a black hex that you put on yourself if you came in with this expensive birth plan that was inflexible. Because surely that a person that would come in and their water would be broken. They wouldn't go into labor. Then you would have to get fit and all those things. But then they would feel so bad about it because they were like letting someone down or letting themselves down. It's really the judgment around them.
Yeah, that's so funny. The word birth plan is hysterical anyway. Like if you've ever given birth, you know, there's no planning birth. and I love it because I love that you use the example of what happened. Like when I didn't have an extensive birth plan, but I was like, we're going to do it at home. I'm going to have a midwife. We're going to have some water, you know, we're going to have a tub and do it in water. And it was that was exactly what happened with both my kids. My water broke. I didn't go into labor. And I had this really amazing midwife who's delivered like more than 1,000 babies all over the world. And she is very, very laid back. And she was just like, you know, some babies just want to be born in the hospital. And, you know, maybe he's going to be a doctor when he grows up or whatever. Like some babies just want to be born in the hospital. And I was willing to be like, all right, let's go, you know. But we spent a long time trying to avoid going to the hospital because I was so freaked out about medical, Western, everything, you know. And it ended up, she said after, for both of my kids, this is how it happened. And afterwards, she said, after my second delivery, which was pretty intense, she said, those nurses are going to be talking about you for a long time. Because of the amount of Pitocin they gave me and how I didn't need an epidural. And it was, I was just like, whatever, it's fine. It hurts. It's fine. Like, let's go. Let's do this. So all hell breaks loose when labor begins. Or all possibility emerges, however you want to look at it.
Yes, and what if we look at it as that there's nothing wrong, that I'm never wrong.
Yeah, totally.
That it's a journey, and in every moment there can be magic, okay?
Yeah.
And that there is no perfect process. It's kind of like you really learn that after your kids get, after you have kids and you really are trying to raise them. So when first a good time to start this. Okay. What if we could just believe that we could not get it wrong?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That is huge right there. And we're actually at our first break. But pause, because I want to come back. There's a whole universe there available that you just showed us. So thank you. And we're gonna pick back up on that when we come back. So this is Heather Nichols here with JoLynn Hawthorne, and we will be back in a moment.
Live up to your fullest potential. This is the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Have you always wondered what it would be like to have more fun, ease, joy, and success in your business? What if your business could be more fresh, vibrant, and thriving every day? Heather Nichols' Generative Business Pods program is a 6-month business creation intensive of embodying question, choice, possibility, and contribution as the main elements for creating a dynamically different and wildly successful business. What if exponential growth in your business and income could come from being more of you? Find out more at heathernichols.com/businesspods.
Tune in to the Voice America Variety Channel on the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Voice America Variety broadcasts a diverse array of topics, reaching a global community. Our experts come from all walks of life, and the topics they discuss are everything from current events, arts and entertainment, leadership, parenting, relationships, self-improvement, career advice, and a variety of other topics. Check us out today. You're sure to find something of interest. Voice America Variety. Talk on today's hot topics.
Follow the Voice America Talk Radio Network on Twitter. We're at Voice America TRN. You'll get the latest fix on what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and general happenings that you should know about at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Now you don't have to miss anything when you're away from your home or office. Just go to twitter.com/Voice America TRN or follow along with us at Voice America TRN, the Voice America Talk Radio Network. We're on the cutting edge of social media. Can you keep up?
Where can you listen to some of the world's top life coaches ready to dish out success tips and entrepreneurial guidance? The Voice America Empowerment Channel will do just that. Whether it's personal growth, building a better business, or inspirational life stories, make it a daily habit to tune into our programs. From weight loss and personal branding to law of attraction and increased happiness, you'll find it every day at voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate. Change. Succeed.
It's your world. Motivate. Change. Succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You are listening to Creating Beyond Reality with Heather Nichols. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to heather@heathernichols.com. That's heather@heathernichols.com. Now, back to Creating Beyond Reality.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Heather Nichols here this week with JoLynn Hawthorne, and we're talking about all things birth and delivery and pregnancy and getting out of judgment of all of it. Right before the break, JoLynn just showed us this gorgeous space of, hey, what if nothing's wrong with anything? Like, what if nothing is, I mean, and you can, and which is why I sort of, it's like whether you're pregnant or going to have kids or not, this is such a, I love this topic for life. What if truly nothing was wrong, nothing could be wrong? And what can we create and what can we invite? Like, what possibilities can we invite if we have that point of view? And Jolynn, you really be that with, I mean, you just be that, period. I just adore that about you. And you also be that very much so in, you know, your work and in the delivery room. And, you know, I've had the joy of talking to you about this a bunch in different settings. And so I'd love to just, could you share with us, like what you've, I always love hearing you tell stories about birth. And so I'm going to pull up my cup of tea. No, I just like, what have you seen, show up? Like, what miraculous possibilities have you seen show up in the delivery room from being that space of, hey, none of this is wrong. There's nothing wrong here. What if, like, what if, you know, there's nothing to freak out about, like that, don't have a contraction when you're not having a contraction. And
well, first
yeah,
of all, I have to say I love the title. Okay.
I know. Well, that was like my midwife said that to me in my second birth with my son, Jaden. And I was like, oh, right. That's just like, I was like, cause there's, you know, when you're not having a contraction, it's fine. At least it was for me. Like, I didn't have pain between contractions when I gave birth to both of my kids. And it was such this incredible, like, the way I got through labor was one contraction equals three breaths. I just got to take three breaths and it'll be over. And it was like one contraction at a time, you know, sort of 10-second increments of choice. And that's, to me, when you're delivering a baby, when you're giving birth, it's like the ultimate 10-second increments of choice. And it was such a cool thing for me to go, wow, where do I do that in my life? Like, where do I have contractions in anticipation of the contractions instead of just going, oh, there's nothing actually wrong. And turns out, like, what I've discovered is that there's pretty much never actually a contraction happening. So what would you like, stories, awareness?
It's more towards the beginning of pregnancy with a story,
yeah.
Okay? Because
cool.
I really think that we start this not judging anything, not this whole concept of there isn't a right way and you can't get it wrong very early on. And I had this young kid. I mean, she was like a sophomore in high school. I think she was 16. And she was, I put her in the hospital because she was vomiting, just terrible, nonstop. Every time I walked in the room, her mother was on the phone talking to somebody about how horrible this was, that her daughter was pregnant, how it was going to ruin her life. And after about the third day, I pulled the mother out of the room and I said, listen, you really, you know, we're going to have a baby, whether you like it or not. And I promise you that if you will drop all this stuff that you're saying about her to everybody, she's going to get better. It was like magic. I'm not kidding you, you know. And sure enough, she stopped talking about her daughter. She started saying, oh, we're going to have a baby. It's just not exciting. And looking at it from that perspective, and all the nausea and vomiting went away in her daughter.
Wow, that is amazing.
Her daughter had a baby, beautiful baby. Her senior year, she was the prom queen. It actually brings tears to my eyes just now as I talk about it, because, you know, really it doesn't have to totally change a person's life. I mean, it does. It doesn't ruin their life. I guess obviously it changes their life. But it's just, you can't get it wrong. She is now a very successful young lady. Actually, I guess the baby's probably, this was one of the first years I was in private practice. so the child's probably 28 now. But I went ahead and saw her finish college and everything. And it's just a matter of shifting that perspective of, oh, what are the possibilities here? And I didn't even know the word possibility in this context back in those days.
That is amazing. And it's so, I love just how much you've lived these tools your whole life, really. Just story after story that you've told me about, you know, all different kinds of things. But it's so cool how this space of allowance is, it creates so much when we get out of resistance and we get out of making anything or anybody wrong. What opens up is just such a gift.
And so access, you know, their definition of consciousness is that it includes everything.
Yeah.
And judges nothing.
Yeah.
So it's really a very basic thing, and yet our whole society, or at least the society I was raised in, judged every single thing.
Yeah.
And definitely there were a whole host of things that we couldn't include in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And so what if we started asking questions during pregnancy? And this is where we include our bodies so dynamically, is we ask the question, body, what do you want to eat? Instead of like, oh, what am I supposed to eat when I'm, or what am I not supposed to eat when I'm pregnant, is the question most people ask.
Yeah.
Okay, I can't do this, I can't do that. Instead of like, okay, so what, body, what would you like? Or let's take it even one step further. Baby, what would you like?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because oftentimes we don't connect with the fact that we actually are dealing with an infinite being that's inside of us.
Yeah.
That's actually, even as I say it, it's kind of a radical idea, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what is that infinite being? They, first off, they selected us, okay, to be their mother. Okay. And so, and they, what could we learn from them in this moment?
Yeah.
I remember my daughter, who's now almost 14, laying on the little changing table and just looking up at me with the most intense look in her eye. And even though at that time I didn't understand how babies could communicate, she very clearly told me, I'm going to be your teacher. And what if when we're carrying them inside of us, we paused a few minutes every day to ask them what, like, baby, what would you like me to eat right now? Baby, what activity would be fun for you and for my body? Because do we think maybe they've got some awarenesses of our body that we don't really even have a clue of?
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing just the communion that you can have with that, like asking, you know, with your body and with your baby and your body and through your body. It's, you know, the judgment of what we're supposed to do and how we're not, you know, there's just so much of like the avoidance of messing up, you know, or doing anything wrong or damaging the baby, like all the fear around that, you know, really, really keeps, it is the exclusion that, you know, when you talk about consciousness includes everything and judges nothing. It's like when we go into fear and, you know, trying to avoid something, it's like that's the exclusion of possibility, and it's the exclusion of like the contribution that the baby can be and that your body can be. And it's just so much easier
And so this is one of the things that medicine totally misses out on, okay? Mm-hmm. And I'm a member of the American College of Obstetrics and Gynecology and have been for many years, and board certified. And it's this ongoing joke my partner and I used to have about the fact that we're supposed to be practicing evidence-based medicine, and the evidence changes all the time, okay? So, and I'll give you an example when it comes to what we should eat, because I just read this article this week, and I thought it was so funny, because there have been this big push in medicine for a number of years, I don't really know, remember how many, not to eat a lot of fish because of the mercury.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you maybe have even heard this. And when you're pregnant, and I kept thinking, well, why should we? It's not just the baby's brain when the mercury, it's also our brain. It didn't make any sense to me. And now the American College, just in the last few weeks, because I just read the article just literally in the last week, is now saying, oh, we need to increase the amount of fish we eat during pregnancy. Mercury is not a problem.
That's hysterical.
Is that not hysterical?
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, and we do this on, that's just the latest example of it, of how even medicine that supposedly has it all right, we change our viewpoints on everything all the time.
Yeah.
So why don't we tap into a higher consciousness, our infinite being, okay, and say, oh, wow, what would you like to eat now? What would be nourishing for you? I mean, I just think it's a lot simpler way to go, and then it's not going. And in every moment, it may be something different.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's really, it's like, that's true whether you're pregnant or not. It's like just really listening to your body and what it's asking for, and being willing to have, like, to trust what you are aware of and have that conversation and live, like, it's a very different space of functioning. And it's like, in some ways, for some people, it might be an easier thing to experiment with if it was just their body. You know, when you include a fetus, you know, and then there's a whole other level of fear and doubt, and you can't trust yourself and you have to trust medicine. And I remember asking, I wanted sushi all the time when I was pregnant. And I remember asking my midwife about it. And she was like, well, Japanese women eat sushi all the time, you know? And I was like, right. Okay. I'm having sushi. And she's like, just eat really good fish, you know? And I'm like, all right. So I ate sushi when I was pregnant. It was fine, you know? And just listened to my body and what was, you know, what was being asked for.
And maybe there's a reason we crave certain things when we're pregnant.
Right.
I hadn't actually thought of that until just this minute when you said that you were craving sushi. I mean, maybe that was your body telling you that's what it wanted.
Yeah. And different foods at different times with different babies and, you know.
Absolutely. I probably shouldn't say this on the radio, but I ate rock salt when I was pregnant because I just craved salt.
Oh, that's funny.
And you know, medicine would say, oh, well, we need to limit the amount of salt so you don't retain water.
Right. Listen to your body.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
That's so cool. Yeah. Wow. Well, we're going to take our second break, and I look forward to more when we come back. This is Heather Nichols here with JoLynn Hawthorne, and we'll be back in a moment.
Success starts here. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. It's your world.
Have you always wondered what it would be like to have more fun, ease, joy, and success in your business?
What if your business could be more fresh, vibrant, and thriving every day? Heather Nichols' Generative Business Pods program is a six-month business creation intensive of embodying question, choice, possibility, and contribution as the main elements for creating a dynamically different and wildly successful business. What if exponential growth in your business and income could come from being more of you? Find out more at heathernichols.com/businesspods.
These days, everyone is looking for information on staying young, healthy, and fit. The Voice America Health and Wellness Network is here to help you on your quest to better health and a better you. We talk about everything from diet, fitness, and aging to substance abuse, personal growth, mental health, and much more. Learn from our experts who cover health and wellness from traditional and holistic perspectives. Tune in to the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. Healthy living starts here.
Take us on the go. It's even easier now. The Voice America Talk Radio Network has launched our mobile app for iPhone, Android, or BlackBerry. Visit the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market to download the app powered by Aircast. It's free and no registration is necessary. In minutes, you could be enjoying your favorite Voice America Talk Radio host, no matter where you are. In the car, out and about, while traveling, or anytime you can't be close to your computer. Catch up on the archives you've missed or discover new shows on the spot. Search Voice America at your favorite app store.
Where can you listen to some of the world's top life coaches, ready to share success tips and entrepreneurial guidance? The Voice America Empowerment Channel will do just that. Hear about personal growth, building a better business, inspirational life stories, and personal branding. You'll find it every day at voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate. Change. Succeed. This is the home of the top life coaches, entrepreneurs, and success drivers. The Voice America Empowerment Channel.
You are listening to Creating Beyond Reality with Heather Nichols. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to heather@heathernichols.com. That's heather@heathernichols.com. Now, back to Creating Beyond Reality.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Heather Nichols, and you are listening to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. We're talking this week with JoLynn Hawthorne about pregnancy and birth and bodies and awareness and trust. And JoLynn, I know that you are developing a program, Pregnancy with Ease. Is that what it's called?
Yes. Pregnancy with Ease, and then I actually am then going to develop Birthing with Ease also, but it's going to be primarily Pregnancy with Ease.
Cool. And I'd love for you to just, I mean, we've touched on some pieces of, you know, your kind of your approach, and but I'd love to just hear more about what your, you know, what is your, like, if you could see any possibility, or if we could, you could have any possibility in the world when it comes to a different reality with pregnancy and birth, what would that be? And what have you, what are you creating and what are you up to? That's a reflection of that.
So when I picked the name, actually Gary gave me the name Birthing with Ease, and my husband asked me the next morning, so what exactly is Birthing with Ease? And it just suddenly opened up this whole arena for me, like a whole new universe, actually, that said, you know that we have bought in as the reality, especially in Western reality, that it's labor. We call it labor and delivery. Yeah. When you go into labor, we bought into this whole story that God cursed Eve and told her, with pain you're going to bear your children.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are whole cultures where women are working in the field, pregnant. They go to the edge of the field. They squat down, have a baby, and put the baby up to their chest and strap it on and go back to work. Now, I'm not necessarily saying that's the ideal way, but I'm also saying, you know, that is a different way that I surely have never been exposed to, okay?
Yeah.
So what if it doesn't have to be labor?
Mm-hmm.
What if it can be a birth process that can be with ease? Now, and I'm not, I want to be very careful that we don't mix up the word ease with easy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you just said with your, in the previous segment about your second labor was quite the ordeal. Okay. and so I gather it wasn't quite totally easy. But there can still be ease in that. Like you said, I knew every contraction was three breaths.
Mm-hmm.
So I could take three breaths and it was over.
Yeah.
And I could go back to, and when we know that, when we can acknowledge that, we can have that ease. We can ask questions through the process. Questions through the whole pregnancy process. I think that's my goal. My dream is to shift the reality in the world around labor and delivery.
Mm.
So that it is truly something that can be joyful and we can have ease with.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm wanting to create. I'm also wanting to focus on this whole communication aspect with the being that we're carrying inside of us. So the initial thing I'm going to do is have a 21-day program where we learn to communicate with the baby.
Mm.
We are spending a little bit of time every day communicating, and it's really fairly simple to do. And then learning the tool, we'll just start out with simple tools like asking questions.
Hmm.
So that's my dream.
I love it.
And what if we could have that whole different reality? What if we had beings being welcomed to this planet?
Yeah.
By parents who were, by a mother who really is consciously using these tools. Would it not be like we could so quickly shift consciousness?
Yeah. I mean, just the level of honoring that you are being and speaking to and desiring to create, the level of honoring for another being, for the babies, like, and just, it's like, what would it be like if every child was born with that level of honoring of them as an infinite being and who knows a lot about themselves and more than anybody else does. And, you know, even as infants and, you know, even as a fetus, it's like, well, what would you like to eat? You know, and they're like, sushi. And it's like, okay, you know, rather than, well, the doctor who is never asking any questions or having any sense of awareness is saying that I shouldn't have that because, you know, whatever. It's like there's so many different layers and levels with which we can have that space of honoring. And gosh, what would it be like? You know, I that's the world I want to live in. You know?
And I remember the first time you talked about honoring in one of the classes we were doing, and probably in foundation. The whole concept of honoring me was so foreign to me.
Mm.
You know, we think of honor as something that you pay to a high official, like honor the queen kind of term, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I had never thought about really honoring me? What can I do in this moment to honor me?
Yeah.
I just think that's a powerful place to come from.
Yeah.
If everything we do, and especially with pregnancy, is an honoring of me, a mother to be, honoring of the baby that I'm carrying right this moment,
yeah.
How much would shift? How would our language change?
How much what?
Would our language change?
Yeah.
How we talk to ourselves. How we took care of ourselves. There would be such a taking care of that would just, because honoring includes taking care of.
Yeah.
On so many levels. And that's one of the things that I think would be so powerful to introduce people to, is to teach people to honor themselves.
Hmm.
Or just open that possibility. It's not really a matter of teaching as much as just introducing the idea.
Yeah. Yeah, and to have that be, you know, just this ongoing possibility and conversation with pregnancy and with our bodies and with our children and, you know, and then extending that out into, you know, the planet and other people and, you know, and then to business. I mean, there's just so many places where that conversation stretches into. I just keep playing with that energy of babies being born into that space, you know, and what that creates. And just, you know, even I know I've, you know, we've talked about this before, but just the gift that you be to the babies and the moms, you know, as like just being you, being present, being there, being aware, and having that level of honoring and everything that you be when a baby's born. I mean, that's just, it's incredible. It's such a gift. And I wonder too, like, is there, do you have, because I sort of, as I say that, I'm like, okay, so once again, like my mission to get doctors more aware that they're dealing with actual bodies and beings and all of that. Do you have any plans to bring this to other OBGYNs or to the medical community in any way? Or,
well, my very first advanced body class, after it was all over, I went up to Gary and told him that I was a doctor, and I said, I really want to change the medical profession, and he said, start with the nurses.
Mm.
And so I started getting a little group of nurses together at my house every week. And it has been, just that is starting to shift the hospital that I've been in.
That's so cool.
It's the director of surgery comes every weekend, and it's amazing how the operating room, the whole tenor of the operating room has changed.
Amazing.
With just learning to do simple things. And that's what's so amazing to me. I just never seem to be amazed by it. Just learning to ask questions. What else is possible?
Yeah, I mean, really simple, quote-unquote, tools, like basic tools, the very first tools you learn in a bars class, you know.
And that's exactly
yeah,
right.
That's like asking that question, if you're really asking it, it can change so much. It's pretty amazing.
And just to learn that you can ask questions, because most of us don't realize that we can ask questions.
Yeah. Yep. We can, and it creates a lot. Like, it's an invitation for the universe to show us and our bodies and the babies and, you know, to show us what's actually going to create more, what's going to be a contribution, what, you know, not just the food that you eat, but, you know, everything, like the choices and the decisions that you make. And, you know, like I even think about, like, I know we're about to finish, but just the sleep conversation, that was such a huge one for me when my kids were little, because they just didn't sleep. And it was just like all the books about, like, this is how you get them on a schedule and this is what you need to do. And, you know, and I remember, like, when my second one gave up naps, I was so relieved because I was just like, good Lord, that was a lot of hard work, that whole nap thing, you know. But there's just, it's again, just full of points of view rather than what is your body requiring, you know? Mm-hmm.
We ask a question, I think we open the door for a completely different possibility to show up.
Yeah.
And we can invite the universe to show us the easiest path possible,
mm-hmm.
instead of us trying to figure it all out. And that's what asking questions creates. And so that's really, we have focused on those very simple tools
mm-hmm.
with the nurses at the hospital. And, you know, what else is possible? And what could the nurses and I together bring to the planet?
Yeah.
And we actually are wanting to create several things together. They went off on their own and bought a whole bunch of books and have read, you know, the body book and just some fun. I mean, what can we create in medicine?
Yeah.
Like, coming back to your question a few minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm doing right now. And I'm all excited about it.
I love it. Well, we're just about to wrap up. I'm so grateful for you and everything that you're creating and choosing in the world, everything that you be. You're just such a gift in the world and in my life. How can people find you? Like, if they'd like to know more or play with your programs or...
So the name of our website is pregnancywithease.com.
Cool.
And doesn't have a lot on it right this moment. We have a Facebook page also, Pregnancy with Ease. But I'm starting to blog on the the blog I just did was 5 dynamic steps to connecting and communicating with your baby.
Awesome.
So anyway, we're getting started, but check back in about 6 months or a year. We're going to start changing the whole reality with them.
Yes.
With pregnancy.
Yay. Bring it on. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being here today, Jolynn. And I'm so excited for what you're creating and what would it take for this to really be such a different possibility in the world and reality with birth and bodies and babies and all of it. So thank you so much.
Well, I want to thank you very much, Heather. You know, you've been such a great inspiration in my life the last 15 months and have really opened the doors to these possibilities for me.
Thank you. All right, everybody. Thanks for being here. We'll be back next week with more. Bye for now.
Thank you for joining us today for Creating Beyond Reality. Make sure to join Heather Nichols again next Monday at noon Pacific and 9 p.m. Central European Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel for another adventure into the brilliance of you. Have an amazing week of possibility and creation.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.